The average drunk driver gets behind the wheel 80 times before getting their first ticket. It's a sobering statistic Park City Police Department Sergeant Jay Randall told KPCW about at the onset of the holiday season when we reported on the increased DUI patrol that would be taking place in the Park City area.
That's an official stat, which is put out by Highway Safety, and it's actually taught in our DUI courses. So as we send officers for DUI investigation, which we have to do every 3 years, they have to recertify every 3 years. That is one of the statistics that they drive home and making sure we understand that.
During the holidays and Sundance Film Festival, the Park City Police Department typically arrests 5 drunk drivers. This year, that dropped to 3. Summit County Sheriff Department Lieutenant Andrew Wright looked at the total number of DUI arrests from the Park City Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, and the Utah Highway Patrol.
We do dispatch for all of those agencies. For that same time frame, there was a total of 38 DUI incidents that happened within Summit County. But within the county, handled by the Sheriff's Office specifically, we had 2 more this year than we did at the same time.
While the overall numbers are encouraging, Randall says people still drive under the influence.
People, especially when they've been drinking, have a tendency to think that, you know, I'm still acting normal and I'm still driving normal. And that is just really not the case, especially when you start approaching the now legal limit. Unless you're, even if you're an accomplished drinker and somebody that's, you know, that's got maybe an issue there that's been doing it for a lot of years, you still show signs of impairment. You still show inability to safely operate a motor vehicle in most cases. And so we notice those things just by the way, you know, you drive. And so I think people are misguided in thinking that we won't pick up on those clues. And we will.
Randall says there are just some things, no matter how cool your demeanor, you can't hide.
When you pull somebody over and you walk up to their window and their head turns and then it takes another 3 seconds for their eyes to catch up to their head, you know that they've had an awful lot to drink. But no, there's an awful lot of things. The redness of the eyes, the size of the pupils. If you're fumbling with your wallet above and beyond what a normal person does under normal circumstances on a traffic stop, we pick up on those things. So you kind of notice when you spend a lot of time on the road and you pull a lot of cars over, you kind of get to know what normal is.
Wright says there are ways to avoid a DUI arrest, and it all comes down to planning while you're sober.
Plan ahead. Make sure that you have a designated driver. Use rideshare programs, whether it's through an app or calling a local company to come pick you up, because having a designated driver or using a taxi or a rideshare company, they're far less money than what you're going to spend on a DUI arrest. The typical DUI arrest will cost a person on average $10,000 by the time they get booked into jail, get their car out of impound, have to pay whatever additional fines and missing work and legal fees, everything that's associated with it. It's so expensive. Just a little bit of planning ahead can save you a lot of heartache and headache and money.
Even though the holidays and Sundance are over, Randall says they continue to have extra DUI patrols on the road. It's a result of a quarterly grant from the UHP that allows officers to work overtime with a focus to get drunk drivers off the road. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.